On Tuesday, the new CEO of Western Province Rugby, Johan Leroux, confirming that the Western Province Professional Rugby Wing will now be known as Stormers Rugby, and they've separated the entities, the Western Province Rugby Football Union and Stormers Rugby. They say there's no real material change. They did say it caused some confusion. Western Province Professional Rugby and Western Province Rugby Football Union. The Rugby Football Union is largely in control of the club rugby sector here in the Western Province. Lloyd Bernard is the sports editor at News 24. Good morning, Lloyd. Really appreciate your time. No material changes to what appears on paper to be simply just renaming of entities in Western Province Rugby since the equity partner of Red Deezer Investments came on board. Lots of excitement, though, on what this could mean for Stormers Rugby. I'm interested to know what happens to Western Province Rugby. Lloyd, good morning.
Morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me, and morning to all of your listeners. Yes, no, you've hit the nail on the head there. No material change. The Currie Cup team that is Western Province, the age group sides at Western Province will still play in the blue and white hoops, will keep their names. Johan Leroux, the new CEO, and obviously, you know, the main player for Red Deezer, you know, explains that over the years there's been this kind of confusion and in separating the Rugby Football Union and the professional arm. And this also helps align the Stormers and the franchise with, you know, the rugby team, the Stormers, which essentially is, you know, the title and the flagship product of the franchise that generates the bulk of their annual revenue. So no material change. I think it was you know, to kind of avoid confusion, the clubs carry on the way they do as the Rugby Football Union, and this just allows, you know, Red Deezer to kind of, you know, completely separate the professional arm from the football union.
Yeah, you're right. It's the flagship product. It is the entity that makes money. It's the one that draws in the crowd. Some of us purists would say that Western Province Rugby and that the Currie Cup is still the pinnacle of Western Province Rugby, Lloyd. Some of us purists, I must still believe in, we've moved on with the game. It's professional rugby. It's what gets bums on seats. But some of us still cling to the identity of Western Province Rugby as being the pinnacle of rugby in this province.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you've been a fan of this game in South Africa, you know, for kind of 20, 30 years, then the Currie Cup will always have a special place in your heart. You know, the future of that tournament in particular seems to get more and more uncertain every year. But, you know, Johan was explaining that, you know, between the broadcast revenue that's generated from the URC and the Champions Cup that the Stormers play, and between that broadcast revenue and the money that the Stormers get from SA Rugby for their players of national interest, you know, it comes to about half of the revenue of the union every year. So the Stormers really, and the success of the Stormers franchise is what's going to, you know, turn this union with their new owners into at least a break-even business, you know, operating at a loss currently, Johan Leroux explains. And the goal is to turn it into a break-even business within 3 years. And the success of the Stormers is obviously key to that.
There's no plan on big name signings. The Sharks, for example, have invested quite a bit of money, particularly attracting Springbok rugby players. We make Springbok rugby players here in the Western Cape and Cape Town. Let's be first honest about that. But no plans to attract big marquee tickets as yet. It's a plan to work with what we have. And we produce quite a lot of talented rugby players that come through the ranks of club and the Western Province age system at the moment.
Yeah, no, very much so. I couldn't have been clearer on that. You know, when we need to go to market and acquire a player, we now have the resources to be able to do that. If we have a loose head prop crisis, for example, we can go to market and buy someone. And Stephen Kitsoff is obviously a very unique example because, you know, he's part of the Stormers family and so loved in the Cape. But no, John Dobson speaking on Tuesday, the plan is very much to focus on your own player recruitment, on your own pipelines, And like you say, you know, we'd rather produce our own superstars from within Cape Town than go to market and, and acquire superstars, you know, like other unions have. What was interesting was that, you know, Dobber also explained that since the deal, he says there's been a couple of World Cup winning Springboks who used to play for the Stormers who've expressed an interest in coming home. And he didn't give us any names. But I mean,
let's think Eben. Eben's now playing for the Sharks.
He's a good boy, Sia Kulisi, you know, there are guys who were big players at the Stormers who are now elsewhere. So that could be interesting, but no, we don't know who's going to be coming back yet.
What is John Dobson's role now? He's now director of rugby, retains the job as Stormers coach as well. But looking at the separation of these units, Stormers rugby, Western Province, does he have a hand, and most importantly, an eye on also what's happening on the club circuit to try and provide that pipeline from club into the age groups, into maybe a Currie Cup team, and then into the Stormers?
Yeah, I think he absolutely will. He's in charge of the entire rugby program. He now has his own, you know, rugby budget that comes with the new investment. I don't think we'll see him coaching the Currie Cup team again, as we have in years past. You know, I mean, you must remember that when this union was properly cash-strapped and without CEOs and, you know, getting placed into administration, I mean, Dobbo was essentially operating as the kind of CEO slash head coach slash director of rugby of the whole union back then. I think he now will have an opportunity to, you know, he'll always be a hands-on kind of coach, but I don't think we'll see him coaching the Currie Cup teams anymore. But no, his job is absolutely to create that pipeline from clubs through to age group level all the way through to the top. And there was a lot of chat about, you know, potentially starting a Stormers Academy. No timelines were given yet at this stage, but it's also part of their planning. And that will very much be to create that kind of pipeline from school through to clubs, and then, you know, hopefully through the age group levels and to the Stormers themselves.
Really appreciate your time. Lloyd Bernard is the sports editor at News24. Look, I know the era of professionalism in sport is entrenched. It's sports entertainment. It's all about bums on seats. It's all about TV rights. And that is important to the game, and I appreciate, and I will in 2 weeks' time go to Cape Town Stadium and I'll watch the Stormers against Leinster in the URC. And I appreciate what the Stormers have done over the last two or three in our seasons, bringing back a lot of pride to the city of Cape Town, Western Cape, particularly with the financial constraints that Western Province has had. But I'm a purist. I wanted to play for Western Province before the Stormers. That is still how I feel. I still feel that the Currie Cup should be the premier competition of South African rugby. How do you even balance with a URC and a rugby championship between Australia, New Zealand and Argentina, possibly even a introduction of in the future of South Africa into the Six Nations? There's a heck of a lot of rugby being played. Players need to rest as well. But for me, my heart is blue and white first before it is a Stormer. Stormers make me happy, but Western Province is my life, and maybe we just have to move on. Maybe I'm internalizing a little bit too much, but yeah, let's wait and see. Your thoughts, 021-446-0567. Just off